Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ernest Brewer, Cab Calloway, and Belle Baker. We'll find out what the moonlight can do and hear from some troubadours. This very day, December 26, marks the birth all the way back in 1886 of composer Ernest Brewer, B-R-E-U-E-R. Unfortunately, that's just about all I can tell you about him. Most of his songs you've never heard of before, such as Keep On Lovin' from the 1912 Broadway musical comedy The Charity Girl, the World War I song There's a Vacant Chair in Every Home Tonight, Mother, Dixie, and You from 1917, When It's Ringtime in Springtime, Then I'll Bring a Ring to You, or In a Shelter from a Shower, for which he wrote the lyrics. In 1924, however, he wrote the music to a song which many people today recognize, thanks in large measure to Lonnie Donegan and Dr. Demento, and it's going to start off the show. Here are Jones and Hare.
Call me, oh my, oh you, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go, I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse. He saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it for spite, could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar. The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing. She puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as typist if you couldn't do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parrot if he isn't cursing right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Thank you. gosh, oh golly, I'm in love. Oh gee, oh gosh, it's you I'm thinking of. I love to hold your teeny weeny hand in mine. I get a piggly wiggly feeling down my spine. Oh me, oh my, oh how I love to kiss. I swear that home could never be like this. You've got all my nerves unstrung. Let's be foolish while we're young. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh golly, I'm in love.
Lennon's Arcadians, when an unidentified vocalist from a Pathé 78 waxed around June 8, 1923, and Oh Gee, Oh Gosh, Oh Golly, I'm in Love. Ernest Brewer wrote the music, but the lyrics were written by Ole Olsen and Chick Johnson of Hell's a Poppin' fame. It was apparently a pretty popular song because it was recorded in 1923 by Bailey's Lucky Seven and the Jan Garber, Arthur Lang, and Joseph Samuels orchestras, among others. Before that, it was another hit for Ernest Brewer, Not Here, Not There, It's 50 Miles from Nowhere. We heard Bob Herring's instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Mort Dixon. Not Here, Not There was also recorded by Bailey's Lucky Seven, the Club Deauville Orchestra, and the Sam Lannon and Joe Raymond Orchestras. We started off our tribute to Ernest Brewer with a song co-written with Billy Rose and Marty Bloom, Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? That was Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, who made the first recording of that song on February 11, 1924. Most people know it today as Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor, from Lonnie Donegan's 1958 recording released in 1961. The words were changed because Spearmint is a registered trademark and the BBC does not play songs which mention trademarks. I'm the trademarked Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, Christmas Day, marked the birth in 1907 in Rochester, New York, of vocalist, drummer, and bandleader Cabell Calloway, better known as Cab Calloway. He was raised in Baltimore, where his father was a lawyer and his mother a teacher and church organist. They recognized his musical talent, and in 1922 he began taking private voice lessons. In 1927 he joined his older sister Blanche in a touring production of the musical revue Plantation Days. When that tour ended, Cab stayed in Chicago and enrolled at Crane College, but also performed at the Dreamland Cafe and the Sunset Cafe, where he met Louis Armstrong. When Armstrong left for New York City in 1929, Calloway dropped out of law school to become the leader of the Alabamians, the 11-piece house band at the Sunset Cafe. In 1930, he became leader of New York Savoy Ballroom's house band, the Missourians, which eventually became Cab Calloway and his orchestra. In 1930, the Cab Calloway Orchestra was hired at the Cotton Club in Harlem, and the band also appeared on national radio broadcasts. In 1931, he recorded his theme song and most popular recording, Minnie the Moocher, which appeared in a Betty Boop cartoon, and which he performed in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers. He died of a stroke on November 18, 1994, in Hockessin, Delaware. Here's the king of Heidi Ho, Cab Calloway, with a tune you'll surely recognize. Thank you.
the bay. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'll travel all the way on to Avalon.
Thank you.
tell me what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm Uncle Rahazy about my baby, my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, get it ready in your hand. Keep a study lookout, cause I know you understand. We're an A1 combination, we're the perfect key and she. I'm Uncle Rahazy about my baby, baby's crazy about me.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra and their rendition of Fats Waller's I'm Crazy About My Baby from March 9, 1931. This was released on several labels in the Plaza Group, but was also issued on the Filmophone label as by Al Dollar and his 10 Cents. Filmophone Records were one of a number of brands of flexible records made to be unbreakable, unlike shellac records. They were made in Britain for a period of less than 2 years, and the first ones came in brilliant colors with no paper label but the record information engraved in the surface. Other flexible record labels included Goodson, Flexo, Phonicord, and, of course, Hit of the Week. I'm Crazy About My Baby was preceded by My Honey's Lovin' Arms from June 17, 1931, and we started off our tribute to Cab Calloway with Avalon, recorded in Chicago on September 4, 1934. Also born on Christmas Day, but in 1893 in New York, was Bella Becker. You may know her better as Red Hot Mama Belle Baker. She came from a poor family and thought becoming a vaudevillian was her chance to escape poverty. At age 13, she persuaded the manager of the Cannon Street Music Hall to let her appear for no pay for a week, and she did so well that the theater kept her on at $3 a week. Around 1912, she married Lou Leslie, who managed her career, and by age 21, she was headlining, billed as the Sarah Bernhardt of song. In 1918, she divorced Lou Leslie, and the following year, 1919, she married songwriter Maurice Abrams. That same year, she began recording for Pathé, and in the 20s, she sang on network radio shows such as the Ever Ready Hour. At the height of her career, she was making $2,500 a week. In 1931, Maurice Abrams died, and the Depression took its toll on her career. In the mid-30s, she went to England for a time, and in 1944 appeared with other vaudeville veterans in the Republic picture Atlantic City. She appeared on This Is Your Life in 1955 and died 2 years later on April 28, 1957, in Los Angeles at age 63. Here's Belle Baker.
About you every night, and I dreamed I saw somebody hold you tight. I've heard that dreams come true, that's why I'm feeling blue. Sweetheart, I can't help but say to you, there must be somebody else trying to kiss you. There must be somebody else, that's why I miss you. Sweetheart, if you love the old and true love, don't let a new love drift us apart. There must be somebody else telling you stories. There must be somebody else raising your glories. I've got that certain feeling down in my heart. There just must be somebody else. You wouldn't do me like you do me, else you wouldn't make me feel so gloomy. I hate to be accusing you, I hate to be losing you. Instead of giving all your kisses to me, why you acting like you really never knew me? If you don't love me anymore like you did before, there must be just I found the one I love, and you're the one I mean. I always knew I'd find you someday. You're the sweetheart of my dreams. You're the one I care for. You're the one, and therefore I hope you care for me. Listen to my pleading. You're the one I'm needing. I love you so sincerely. At last I've met my fate. I'm glad that I could wait until I found someone like you, dear. You're the one I care for. You're the one, and therefore I hope you care for me. For you're the one that I care for, and every moment I'm caring more. I hope you care for me. Honey, stay around me. Now I keep wondering all day through, how can I ever keep in with you? I love you so sincerely. Just hear me take this vow. I love your style and how. I hope that you'll allow me near you. For you're the one that I care for, and every moment I'm caring more. I hope you care for me.
I don't know why, but the thrill is gone, and what was can go on. I only know that the flame is cold. Love was young, now it's old. Overnight, I found you, and overnight, I lost you. It was sublime, now it's time to sigh. Love is dead, long live love. The spark has fled, let's give love a friendly tear, quite sincere, and sigh goodbye. There was a dream, an intimate dream we used to share. Then I awoke and suddenly found a stranger there. Overnight, I found you, and overnight, I lost you. Now let's agree gracefully to sigh goodbye. Let's agree gracefully to sigh goodbye.
Well, there you have three from the Sarah Bernhardt of Song, Belle Baker. We began with There Must Be Somebody Else, written by Archie Gottler, Sidney Clare, and Maceo Pinkard from 1927. That was followed by You're the One I Care For from 1931. You're the One I Care For was composed by Chauncey Gray and Burt Lown with the words by Harry Link. We finished up in February of 1931 with Overnight from the show Sweet and Low, written by Billy Rose, Charlotte Kent, and Louis Alter. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We are here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Listener Ray in Chicago sent an email several weeks ago requesting a couple of songs which will be the basis for the next two segments, this one having to do with Moonlight. Thank you.
to love her in the moonlight, beautiful moonlight, and oh, we were so happy in the moonlight, but that was so long ago. Dressed in a little bit of gingham, only her shoe tops would show. She looked so pretty in her gingham, but that was so long ago. All she knew was fields of clover, the lanes and hills. We would walk and talk things over, but frocks and frills were never mentioned. She's making daylight out of moonlight, and I'm forgotten somehow. I used to love her in the moonlight, but she's in the limelight now. Thank you.
We started that moonlight set with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra from one of those wonderful Columbia Vivatonal 78s and I Love the Moonlight, recorded December 16, 1926. I Love the Moonlight was written by Benny Davis, Harry Axt, Harry Richman, and Frank Skinner. Next, we heard Smith Ballou with the Ipana Troubadours, directed by Sam Lannon, and I Used to Love Her in the Moonlight, written by Sam Lewis, Joe Young, and Ted Fiorito. That Columbia 78 is from April 15, 1929. That was followed by the Tennessee Happy Boys, a Harry Reeser group recording for Edison on July 28, 1925, and Wait Till It's Moonlight, written by Frank Bannister and Maceo Pinkard. We finished up with pianist Jack Denny and his orchestra recording for Brunswick on October 14, 1926, and I Never Knew What the Moonlight Could Do, written by Sam Coslow and Larry Spire. We heard the Ipana Troubadours in that last segment, and speaking of troubadours, here's a lonely troubadour.
Thank you. my song floats through the air, what good's a song no one will share? So I wander along, a broken-hearted troubadour. Beneath her balcony, each night I play my melody, the lament of a blue and broken-hearted troubadour. My song enchants my love, her eyes begin to shine. A kiss she grants my love to other lips not mine. Alone through life I go, no Juliet or Romeo. And sad is my song, a broken-hearted troubadour.
we began that troubadour set with Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, which was a pseudonym in most cases for Ted Wallace, which in turn was a pseudonym for Wallace Theodore Ed Kirkaby, manager of the California Ramblers and Fats Waller. We heard Lonely Troubadour, sung there by Smith Blue on October 10, 1929. Lonely Troubadour was written by John Klenner, who was born in Germany in 1899, and wrote words and or music for dozens of popular songs, including Just Friends, Down the River of Golden Dreams, Heartaches, Smoke Dreams, and On the Street of Regret. Next, it was Freddie Martin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on Broken-Hearted Troubadour from July 6, 1935. We finished up with Carioca from the film Flying Down to Rio, written by Gus Kahn, Edward Eliscu, and Vincent Humans. So what does that have to do with troubadours? Well, it was performed there on January 16, 1934, by the Castilian Troubadours. The world's most celebrated holiday, New Year's Day, has been observed on January 1st in most English-speaking countries since 1751, when the British Calendar Act was passed. It used to be folks wished everyone a Happy New Year on March 25th, which coincided approximately with the beginning of spring. In many other countries, it is customary to wish everyone a happy birthday rather than Happy New Year on January 1st, since the day is called Everyman's Birthday, the day when everyone gets a year older, whether it's their real birthday or not. For some unknown reason, this rule also applies to racehorses. No matter when they were born, all racehorses become a year older on January 1st. This, of course, is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2010. I want to thank you all for listening and for your requests and expressions of thanks and support through your email. I really do appreciate the feedback, so if you have a request for a particular song or artist, a suggestion for a topic, or just want to say hi, you can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Of course, you can also send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And if you're on Facebook, won't you become a Facebook fan of the show? I'm looking forward to bringing you more 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes in 2011. With best wishes for a safe, healthy, happy, and extraordinarily prosperous new year, I'll see you next year, and I thank you for your very kind attention.